Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We had talked about, and we have it for you available on VFNTV.com, it's called Organizers of the Day versus Organizers of the Night, and it's about rules for radicals. Saul Alinsky, we're going to be talking about that today, and George Soros, and well, definitely Hillary Clinton was mentored by Saul Alinsky. At a distance, so was President Barack Obama. And it's one of the particular rules for radicals, there's 13 rules. One of the rules that they use to be able to organize is if you repeat a lie long enough, people believe it. And right now, I mean, think about this. Before I tell you anything, before you see this particular 2891 you're about to see, know this, that I got to ask you a question, Steve. Mm-hmm. It's so important. If I have a huge 55-gallon drum,
okay.
I mean, you can fit inside of it,
okay.
Right? You can fit inside this drum's big, right? 55 gallons. No, if 72% of that 55-gallon drum was filled with peanut butter, right?
I have a hard time getting into that.
Well, you're not in it now. You're coming out of it. You're not getting in it. Okay.
So I'm with you.
So I'm trying to say, I want you to, so it's 72% full of peanut butter. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of peanut butter, right?
That's a lot.
Not for Isaiah Ramos, but for us, it's a lot. But then you take jelly and you fill not the rest of it with jelly.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And if you stir that up, right?
Peanut butter and jelly.
What's going to be more in there, peanut butter or jelly?
Peanut butter.
Is it going to taste like peanut butter or jelly?
Probably peanut butter.
Wasn't that evil? Shouldn't that be evil? What in the world is peanut butter being so dominant? Why is there so much peanut butter in this thing? Why does it taste like peanut butter, you think?
Well, because it's the majority of it.
Thank you. Well, let's look at the racial makeup of America. 72% of it's peanut butter. I mean, look at this thing. You have people talking about that, you know, everything's talking about, you know, white people this and white people that. It's like 72% of America is made up of white people. White people. That's what's happening. It's mostly peanut butter. But you have people, you literally have people, they're making people, they're repeating a lie saying to be white is to be wrong. That they're minimalizing peanut butter. It's like, mm-hmm. You are what you are. I mean, whether you're white or black or brown or yellow or red, I mean, they're all precious in God's sight. But in America, 72% of the drum is filled with peanut butter. It's mm-hmm. It has white folks.
That's right.
And we have to understand every life is important. And when people tell you it was what happened with our presidential candidate that got in office because of the white vote, it's like 72% of the peanut butter is white. I mean, obviously, anytime a population moves and it's that big, it's almost 75%. I mean, that's actually what you're going to have. It's important to realize this because people that we're talking to today, you take a look at this thing right here. I mean, you're seeing this thing and it says specifically that America is made up. According to Wikipedia here, it's 72.4% of white. It is 12.6% black or African American. It's 4.8% of Asian. It's 0.9% of American Indian and Alaska Natives. It's 0.2% of Native Hawaiians and Pacifics. And two to more cents of the other. But it's like, it looks like a lot of peanut butter to me. And we have people they're feeling like, I don't know. I don't know why everything tastes like peanut butter. I mean, everywhere I look, there's a white person. It's because there's a lot of white people in America. Don't feel bad because you're a black American. Don't feel bad because you're a white American. Don't feel bad because you're an Asian American. We're all Americans, mm-hmm. E pluribus unum. People are literally apologizing for being the race they are. But look at it. You're 72%. And in regards to the church, you know, we're called to love all nations. We're called to win them all. But that includes you need to actually love white people too.
Mm-hmm.
You need to love every nation, and you need to begin to embrace who you are. And this division that's taking place that you're seeing happen as they're organized in darkness, they're trying to minimalize 72% of a population. 72%. And that's a lot of peanut butter in a 55-gallon drum. It's like it's not going to happen. People, you have to begin to believe that you're not there, but you're
right
there. And in the context of that, and so when you look at that and you see what's really going on, you're going, wait a minute, that's just a real small fragment of our society that's being funded by somebody like George Soros. As a matter of fact, there are riots in the streets, and there's things that's taking place right here. But read this article from Politico that just came November the 15th, as they're writing right here.
George Soros and other rich liberals who spent tens of millions of dollars trying to elect Hillary Clinton are gathering in Washington for a three-day closed-door meeting to retool the big money left to fight back against Donald Trump. The conference, which kicked off Sunday night at Washington's pricey Mandarin Oriental Hotel, is sponsored by the influential Democracy Alliance Donor Club and will include appearances by leaders of most leading unions and liberal groups, as well as darlings of the left, such as House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Congressional Progressive Caucus Co-Chairman Keith Ellison, according to an agenda and other documents obtained by Politico. The meeting is the first major gathering of the institutional left since Trump's shocking victory over Hillary Clinton in last week's presidential election. And if the agenda is any indication, liberals plan full-on trench warfare against Trump from day one. Some sessions deal with gearing up for 2017 and the 2018 elections, while others focus on thwarting President-elect Trump's 100-day plan, which the agenda calls a terrifying assault on President Obama's achievements and our progressive vision for an equitable and just nation. Yet the meeting also comes as many liberals are reassessing their approach to politics. And the role of the Democracy Alliance, or DA, as the club is known in Democratic finance circles. The DA, its donors, and beneficiary groups over the last decade have had a major hand in shaping the institutions of the left, including by orienting some of its key organizations around Clinton, and by basing their strategy around the idea that minorities and women constituted a so-called rising American electorate that could tip elections to the Democrats.
Okay, let's go back to that graphic again to see what percentage then they're saying. So that's a rising demographic. So I have that particular. Yes, there it is. Okay. So the complete total 100% of the African American vote would be 12.6% of our population, right? And then half of the white vote would be predominantly probably women, you know, yes, half of that. So you're looking, they're saying they're focusing on that particular part of the vote. What they're saying in the narrative that they're using, they're saying that, you know, it was the white, uneducated, it's like 72%, you're going to have educated white folks, you're going to have uneducated white folks, you're going to have old white folks, young white folks, smart white folks, not so smart white folks. It's 72% white. And so we have to understand that they're repeating this narrative over and over again. And so this is important. We're starting to see ourselves divided. And we're called very specifically as Christians to love all nations and not be divided. And you're seeing the love of God, a love of people in America where this narrative has been promoted and people are just going like, it doesn't really matter. We're all Americans. But the thing about it is we've got to begin to understand there's going to be peanut butter in everything. If 72% of your bucket is filled with peanut butter, there's going to be peanut butter in everything. And there's nothing wrong with peanut butter. And there's nothing wrong with jelly. But you have to realize if you're 72% white, white folks are going to be in everywhere. They're going to be all over the place, you know. And so when you think about that, it's very, very important. Because when we get back from this break, we're going to talk specifically about how organizing is taking place. Organizing Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, how Hillary Clinton, we have a personal letter she wrote to Saul Alinsky, how he mentored her, and the book he wrote. That's on the back cover of this book, we'll be talking about it. They dedicated to Barack Obama. Back then, he's Barack Obama, but now he's President Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton, the Chicago Sun-Times. And the inside of the cover is dedicated to Lucifer.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll